Welcome to the program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. And today we have the special honor of speaking to Master Sergeant Marcelino Marquez, who is on deployment in Afghanistan. Master Sergeant, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for being with us. Tell us a little bit about who you are attached to and where you are. I would imagine you're at Camp Leatherneck, is that correct?
That is correct.
And who are you attached to? What's your unit?
Combat Logistics Regiment 2.
Okay. And so what do you do in the Marine Corps, Master Sergeant?
I am a logistics chief.
So what does that mean? What kind of job is that?
That means that for my job specifically, I deal with logistics within the regiment. Involves getting food, water, any necessities that they need to run and support the ground combat element from my unit.
Okay. All right. Where are you from originally?
California.
From California?
Yes.
Where in California?
It's called Riverside, Southern California.
Oh, Riverside. Yeah, sure. A lot of folks would know that. Riverside in Southern California. Again, and did you join? What was the choice about joining the Marine Corps? Did you join out of high school? What was the decision for you there?
I joined right out of high school. I looked at all the branches of the service, and this seemed to be the best one to join, especially during that time. I wanted to make a difference, and the Marine Corps seemed the natural choice to make a difference.
When you say you wanted to make a difference, does that mean just in the way you serve your country and in your own life? What do you mean by that?
Serving the country and my own life, because none of my family members besides one cousin have ever joined the military. And when I saw him join the Marine Corps, I saw how proud he was of being a Marine. So that would seem to be the natural step for me.
Well, again, as you've been in the as your master sergeant now, I guess you've been in for a while. When did you join?
1992.
Okay, 92. So you've been in for a while. So, is this then? Obviously, you're at a 20-year mark. Are you going for 30 here?
Yes, I am.
All right, excellent, excellent. We'd like to hear that. Well, tell me a little bit about the men and women that you work with here. You talked about being a logistics chief and making sure everybody gets what they have to do. Is this, in this period of time in Afghanistan, as we're doing the drawdown, I would imagine that's an important part. Are you part of any of that, about taking some of the gear back?
Actually, no. I'm not part of any of the drawdown or any of the gear taken back. Mm-hmm. Handled by a different unit.
Yeah, and I think people forget, while even though we may be on a drawdown, it doesn't mean that we're not don't still have active presence, obviously, in the area, and there are active enemies out there. So how does it, tell us a little bit more about how that you support that mission?
We support the ground combat element by getting water to those Marines out there on the forward edge, get water to them, food, everything that they need to sustain life and combat capabilities.
That obviously, again, as a logistics chief, that involves organizing a lot of things. Has this made you, over your 20 years in, has this made you a more disciplined person, or were you that way coming into the Corps?
It's made me more disciplined. But it's one of four or five MOSs I've carried in the past 21 years that I've been in. So,
what other MOSs have you found particularly rewarding that you've had or been interesting? I understand you've had some other deployments.
Yeah, my last two deployments, I was what's called a mortar affairs person. We call them personnel retrieval and processing specialists, and that's one of the ones I found more rewarding, because we help get our fallen angels home to their family and loved ones in their final resting place.
It's an honorable job, an honorable thing to do. And then what that means is that you are you're helping them to have some closure about what's happened and to their loved ones. And and getting these guys going with great respect, I would imagine.
Correct. And that's one of the most rewarding, but almost also one of the most difficult MOSs I've held, because it weighs on you, because, again, these are my brothers and my sisters, and seeing them like that's kind of difficult. It starts to wear on you after a couple of years.
All right. We're talking to Master Sergeant Marcelino Marquez, who's in Afghanistan at Camp Leatherneck, where he's serving as a logistics chief there. And you mentioned about a variety of MOSs. Are you looking forward to maybe any others over the next decade or so in the Marine Corps?
No, this MOS, the logistics MOS, is going to be the one I'm going to probably stick with for the next couple of years, because especially as a master sergeant, I have to maintain MOS credibility.
Right. Okay. As you mentioned that you're from California, originally from Riverside, what brought you to the East Coast? And was it the Marine Corps there, or did you come to the East Coast first?
Actually, I came in the Marine Corps in 92 through 96. I was actually active duty. And when I got out of the Marine Corps in 96, my family had relocated to Atlanta, Georgia. And so that Atlanta, Georgia is my home, and so I tend to stay on the East Coast. But, I mean, okay, me being part of this unit, because I'm a reservist.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So me being part of this unit is because I wanted to volunteer for my what is going to be probably my last deployment.
Well, as a reservist, you have been you certainly have been active in terms of active duty and being called into several deployments. Do you have another career back in the States?
No, I've been in support of either Iraqi Freedom or Operation Enduring Freedom for the past 10 years, mm-hmm, since probably 2003.
Right. All right. So obviously showing the versatility of the reserve units during this. This period, are you seeing a lot of reservists actually in country right now in Afghanistan?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? You got out of active duty, you said in 96, but you stayed as a reservist. What's the thinking behind that? I mean, why not stay in active duty? I think that's something that probably a lot of us civilians don't understand that whole part.
For me, I mean, as a reservist, I wanted to be part of the Marine Corps, and part of me feels that I should have gone active duty, but mm-hmm, as a reservist, I was just, I really didn't know where my time flew, because I did one deployment.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to do my one deployment and did my drills. And then the next thing I know is another deployment. And next thing I know, I'm 11 years down the line.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out why I didn't go active duty. I should have, but yeah, it's just, at the time, it didn't make sense for me.
Well,
at this point, it's already too late for me to be active duty.
Well, you are actually, you've shown yourself to be such an honorable representative now of the reservists, and a lot of people don't realize how much the reservist role has been in Iraq and Afghanistan, and you have shown that, obviously, with your number of years serving there, too. So as you go through this, I mean, just 39 years old, as you go through this another 10 years or so, do you have some eyes on something else that you'd like to do after that?
No. To be honest, no, it's just, for me, the next 10 years is probably concentrating on spending time with my children, my wife, and the people back home, because, to be honest, over the past couple of years, they've probably been neglected.
Yeah. You know what? Well, it's easy to understand that. How many kids do you have?
Three?
How old are they?
I have two five-year-olds, or they're about to be five in less than a month. Boy and girl twins.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then 1 2-year-old.
Yeah. Are you get a, do you get a chance to communicate there from Camp Leatherneck? Do you get a chance to call back or Skype back?
Yes.
Home?
Yes, I get the chance to Skype back home. They have an excellent USO center here that gives you the ability to call home, Skype home, spend time just on the computer typing to my wife and talking to my kids, sending letters to them.
Well, that's fantastic. And, again, we honor you for your service both in Iraq and Afghanistan and just in the Marine Corps, as both as active duty and a reservist. Sounds like you are really a great example of what it means to be a Marine. And we appreciate your talking with us today. Again, Master Sergeant Marcelino Marquez, who joins us from Afghanistan at Camp Leatherneck. Thanks for being part of our program today.
Thank you.